Hey, man, the no sweat news. Here it is. Last three stories that might turn you on to some tickets to see Metallica in August. Twice.
Yeah, baby. That's a show on Friday, a show on Sunday. Two shows, two set lists, two experiences.
Two sets of opening acts.
I mean, come on.
Two seats. Here we go. Today brought to you by Wawa. Just in, Oscar Mayer is changing the name of the Wienermobile.
Well, I could see that.
After 87 years.
I don't mind it myself.
Wienermobile.
For some people, it might be a little silly.
No, it's actually not because of Wiener.
Oh, it's not.
Making everyone chuckle a little bit.
Oh, okay. I thought that would have been it.
No, no. They're changing the name to Frankmobile.
Why?
Yeah. Because they're changing the recipe of their Frankfurter.
Oh, come on.
And they want to do this as part of a marketing thingamabobber. So it's the Frankmobile now.
No.
I like Wienermobile.
First of all, that makes me think of hot sauce, not hot dogs.
I put that blank on everything.
When I think of Frankmobile, that's bad branding right away.
Wienermobile is iconic. I mean, 87 years of Wienermobile. And
if they're going to do it, then you have to put footer. That, like Frank Footer. Yeah, Frank Footer Mobile is too long.
That's too much. How do you get that on a license plate?
How about this?
Wiener. Done.
Get rid of the mobile. We do a little Star Wars deal, like the Millennium Falcon, and we call it the Frankfurter Falcon.
I don't think that
the Frankfurter Falcon, and then we pattern it after the Millennium Falcon. There'll be a look of it.
One of the Lucas team just rolled over, and they've already called their lawyer.
Uh-oh. We're getting sued by George. Quickly, enough of the ixnay on the Frankfurter Falcon idea.
But, yes, Frankmobile.
No, Frankmobile stinks.
I'm going to stick with the Wienermobile.
Frankmobile might as well just be a car driven by my uncle.
Yeah, some guy named Frank.
Yeah.
Here we go with the meanest Facebook scam ever. If you want to see what this looks like, you can go to the WRAT.com or the Rat's Facebook. But if a friend DMs you and says that someone you know just died and click here for the obituary or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
It is a filthy scam that Fishers are up to try to steal your password, your identity, your credit card, what have you.
Gotcha.
All right.
Did I tell you about what happened, what I'm going through right now?
No.
One of my closest friends on the planet keeps calling me and then hanging up.
Yeah.
And it is his phone number. The other day, I picked it up.
Yeah.
It wasn't my friend on the line, whose name is Pepper. It was another guy who goes, "Yo, you hit my car. Give me, $500 or I'm going to."
Your friend got fished.
Right. So something's going on, and then he keeps calling my friend and hanging up, and he's trying to. So now me and my friend are linked in this scamming bleeping thing.
This is how they do it.
It's awful.
So that's all what's going on, man. Watch out.
I'm telling you, don't pick up the phone for nobody anymore. Any of your loved ones or family or friends, just tell them to text. No more picking up the phone. Right. I'm paranoid.
Come see me in person in the Frankfurter Mobile or whatever it is. And then this guy is really stupid. He's in Colorado. I've heard of drunk drivers trying to switch places with the one sober guy in the car, which are always stupid to me. Why not just have the sober guy drive for the first place? But in this case, a 28-year-old guy in Colorado was being pulled over by the police on suspicion of DUI, and he switched positions with the other animal in the car, and the other animal was his dog. And he was...
Officer, the dog was driving. You see, dog?
Bad for a dog, if you think about it, officer.
I have told Scrappy 2 and 10 many a times, but he just likes the one paw. He drives very casually, officer. I apologize.
I don't know why this guy thought the cop would believe the dog was driving, but...
Well, it worked for Turner and Hooch. I mean, Tom Hanks let that dog drive the car a bunch of times.
I mean, we had a groundhog driving in Groundhog Day, too, so what the hell? That's the No Sweat News for the week. We're all wrapped up, okay? Here's what's going to happen tomorrow on the No Sweat News quiz. I'm going to read four stories on the air. Three of the stories were actually on the No Sweat News this week, and one I'm going to make up today a little after 4:20.
Ouch!
Quack, quack. If you spot the phony, you got a great shot at winning two pairs. Hey, a little after 4:20.
Ouch.
Quack, quack. If you spot the phony, you got a great shot at winning two pair of tickets to see Metallica in August at MetLife. And, of course, if you missed any of the No Sweat News episodes, they are on the Listen and Watch page.
WRT.com, right there in the podcast section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.